Hello and welcome to the Websurd and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Indonesia has become the fastest growing internet population on Earth. Google removed 1.7 billion online ads last year and a study has shown the fragility of consumer loyalty. Indonesia is now the fastest growing online population in the world, according to a new report. With an annual internet penetration growth of more than 50%, the country is seeing an increase in online use, more than three times that of the global average. It was also found that Indonesia's internet connection is also above average. As a result of this growth, social media also experienced a surge of popularity in the country in 2016, seeing numbers grow by 30% over the whole year, making it the third fastest in the world. However, whilst growth was high across the board, it was found that in the country only 41% of those online used Facebook actively. The report, named Digital in 2017 Growth Overview, looked at data from 239 countries and found that globally, internet users are up since last year. Google has announced that it removed around 1.7 billion fraudulent advertisements from the web in 2016. Under a plan to ensure that all ads posted on its site can be trusted, Google said that it has a strict set of policies that govern the types of ads it does and does not allow. The number of advertisements removed from Google last year is twice the number it removed in 2015. This is partially due to a policy launched in July 2016 to disable all payday loan ads, 50 million of which have since been removed. It was also revealed that six times as many click-to-trick adverts were removed than in 2015. Scott Spencer from Google's Sustainable Ads branch said in a blog that the company's efforts made the web a better place for users and a worse place for those who seek to abuse advertising systems. However, Spencer conceded that as the company invests in better detection, the scammers invest in more elaborate attempts to trick its systems. Research from the UK's YouGov website has revealed that consumer loyalty is extremely delicate. The report found that nearly 80% of people would stop using a retailer after they had a bad experience with them. However, a slightly lower 71% of consumers aged between 18 and 25 agreed that they would switch retailers for the same reason. Within this demographic, 17% said it was not likely that they would switch after a single bad experience, compared to the overall average of 10% who said the same. The Dutch shipping company SendCloud is attempting to revolutionize e-commerce delivery in Europe. Due to restricting EU rules on the continent, SendCloud uses a cloud-based network to get around obstructive policies about what can be sold and where to. The business will allow merchants to send packages via multiple logistics companies, all linked by its network. Rob van den Heuvel, CEO of SendCloud, said that there were hurdles that small businesses often have to overcome, such as paying more for delivery to a close-by area of a neighboring country than to a part of the merchant's own country, which was further away. He added that this was a major problem for small-sized retailers who cannot compete with international companies like Amazon, before saying that this was an issue that SendCloud would work to resolve. And finally, the US government has banned some government organizations from tweeting, causing concerns for businesses in the country. The National Parks Service's account control was handed over to the White House after authorities disagreed with something tweeted during President Trump's inauguration. The account later apologized for the post and had it removed. The apparent censorship so soon after the introduction of a new administration has caused worry amongst businesses who fear that the approach could bleed over into public social media accounts. The same punishment was then handed out to other such national organizations, such as the Department of Health and Human Services, the Department of Energy, and the National Institutes for Health. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.